under the 49th. So that's why I learned at home. I apologize. I would prefer to be in the base medrash, but I would have come with such a road rage. Not could I. Good. So what I'd like to learn today is the fundamental idea in tshuva. It means learning a Ramban in this week's parsha. It's a Ramban shir, it's a parsha shir, it is a tshuva shir, and it's also our sugya. So just explain for a moment how it fits into the sugya, and then we'll start with the Ramban. You already know that our sugya develops that from Daniel. So Daniel was criticized by giving advice to Nebuchadnezzar how he would be misakin what he did. And that was taken to be halacha lemaisa, because the Gemara says, how could Baba ben Buta not take the Hayroah seriously from Daniel? And it's not just an agadata. Right? He could say it's an agadata. So it's charvainesh. But it's halacha lemaisa. So our Gemara is halacha lemaisa. And that is probably why the Rambam paskin halacha lemaisa. I don't know if the Rambam would have paskined it, if not that the Gemara said, Baba ben Buta, why didn't you learn halacha lemaisa from Daniel? Now, then we look further and we see that the Rambam and the Meiri see that this halacha, that Daniel was in violation of, and that Baba ben Buta either was in violation of, but for the Beis HaMikdash we can do it. It's like, duh. Or he was not in violation of because it's duch an eved kenaini, not a goy. I have to figure out what the machloikis is. Machloikis is whether this parasha, this halacha, of not teaching someone how to be misakin what they did, does that apply to an eved kenaini? Or does it not apply to Eved Kenaini? So we may have to figure out the status of an Eved Kenaini, how that relates to a person who is a Ger Gomer, a Yudi Gomer. Eved Kenaini is Al HaDerech. But you already know that the Rambam and the Meiri categorizes halacha in different places. Right? Where does the Rambam put it? Was that? And specifically in what nekuda? What halacha? What parish is not? It's not v'sicha. And no one's saying that that Daniel or Bob Muta have a yad in v'sicha. Why? What's it doing in v'sicha sarachian? But what is the specific context?
Doing business non-Jews.
Doing that's two halachas in between. That's correct. That's two halachas up. Specifically, to selling arms. This is the NRA Rambam. This is the when the Rambam deals with the issue of access to arms. Second, what's the second? Not the Second Amendment. So what is the second? Yeah. So I grew up in Canada. So the So where did the Rambam put it? What's in between business, certain kinds of business, and what's the pasuk the Rambam? Lifnei Iver. So what's it got to do with Lifnei Iver?
You're going to tell them to do something they're not going
to do. So the Rambam, not quite. The Rambam apparently expands, go ahead.
It's called Sarat Hashem, so it's...
That's the Maharal says that. I'm not sure if the Rambam says that. Did the Rambam say that? I don't know if he has that. The Maharal has that Mahalach. It's an interesting Mahalach.
He's going to be only Berishah.
He's going to be only, and therefore, what are you in effect doing?
You're telling him of something that he's not going to listen to.
No. Was that? No. Go ahead.
People are
going
to think that tshuva is not really a thing.
But it's not halachos tshuva. The Meiri says, look at my chibur ala tshuva. The Meiri says it didn't tshuva. The Rambam doesn't have halachos tshuva. Much we, right? So the Rambam, Lachora, and the Meir are looking at this differently. The Rambam's looking at it as being, that it comes under the category of being mechazek oivri avera, that lifnei iver is expanded to giving a person bad advice. Part of giving bad advice is encouraging bad behaviors. That's how the Rambam expands. And then the Rambam says that if I tell a guy, if I tell a Rosha, she'oy made me rishoy, how we can get away with his rishos, if I tell Nebuchadnezzar, oy made me rishoy, how he could fix things up, so then I am encouraging. I become a facilitator, an aider, and a better. So that's what the Rambam sees it as in this. What did Nebuchadnezzar, what did Daniel do wrong? Daniel didn't, he should have slammed Nebuchadnezzar. He should have said, he couldn't use the, he couldn't at all because it's dangerous. What's he doing being Makar of Nebuchadnezzar? What's he doing? Bring him in, giving him eitzes. He should have said, "There are no eitzes. I can't help you out." So the Rambam sees that the criticism of Daniel was that he was in violation of lifnei iver, meaning that he was part of lifnei iver is leading a guy on in a bad direction. So then the Rambam says, and that's what Bava and Buta was doing. Here you had hordas. And he wiped out all the chachamim, and he says, "How can I fix it?" So Bumbudu should have said, "I don't know. You can't murder people and fix it." So it does come along the lines of what one of you said, that in the future this could be an issue. So the Rambam sees it as in that parasha, right? Meiri sees it in which parasha? Hold on, which parasha? Parasha of Shuvah. Meiri gives the hakdama. That Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes makes tshuva inaccessible, and apparently the Meiri understood that Daniel was supposed to have known that Nebuchadnezzar had fallen off the cliff. He's off the tshuva cliff, like Pare was off the tshuva cliff. So we're going to have to understand. What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between the Meiri and the Rambam? We're going to have to understand who is the more, which Shita resonates more with you? Which is the more Mechudishtik approach? Right, let's leave it for right now. But we're going to have, and it's very possible that the distance between the Meiri and the Rambam may have to do with how they either view lifnei iver l'zichtei mechshol, or how they view tshuva, or how they view the inaccessibility to the tshuva. They also know that there is a machlekes Rambam Ramban as to hachbodas leiv paroi. All right, so we're going to start figuring out some of the important landmarks of the sugya. So, what we're going to learn today, the machlokes Ramban Rambam, the alleged machlokes of Ramban Rambam, or the opinions of Rambam, how to categorize tshuva, that may then give us an insight into why the Rambam and Meiri argues whether the sugya of Hordas is a tshuva sugya, and that it makes a lot of sense to learn it this time of the year. Or whether it's a lifnei iver sugya and it's a random choice to do it before Yom Tov. All right, so that's where we're heading, and that's why this week's parsha, the Ramban, could be important for understanding the sugya. Okay, Yochanan. You don't see it for Karet. You don't see that in the sugya. You see that he blinded him because he wanted to neutralize him. But he kept him on because he wanted the Eitzah. So, I think the strongest response to what you're saying is that the Gemara doesn't say it. When the Gemara says, Gemara said, nefesh. The man who just killed all your friends, if he asked you for advice, he said, I'll give you advice. You know, you don't say... Right, so you could have said Pikuach Nefesh.
That doesn't the Rambam maybe stand a little, according to what I'm saying, the Rambam is a bit extreme in the sense that it's really Pharisee acting sort of to save himself, if that's the case.
But the Gemara does not seem, the Gemara sounds like the Avraham Avinu is safe. That doesn't sound like Avraham.
Isn't the Meiri in line with the Rambam? I mean, he says there are some people that did something so bad that, you know, their tshuva is not going to be, we shouldn't, almost like, right, Shalom the Hashem, the other last was tshuva, we shouldn't allow him to do tshuva, but when we come back from Kosha Asa tshuva, he's accepted. Meaning, we're not going to,
right, so my horror is that l'chayre, if the Rambam was in, if the Rambam and the Ibrahim Rambam should in line with each other, then this halacha should not be in Hilchas Ritzeach, it should be in Hilchas Tshuva. That's the tip off, that this is not a Tshuva Sugya.
What is the difference between the two?
Practice,
they both say that.
It might just give us an insight into Tshuva. Practically, we'll see. There could be a little bit of a difference. It could be. Because of the way, how you understand the line in the Gemara that Mechuyev Mitzvahs Kenoshim is the passive. Okay, we'll come back to that. Go ahead. All right.
But according to the Meiri, what was Daniel's, like, so he realized that, he should have realized that Nebuchadnezzar, like, he missed the boat of Teshuvah.
The Lashon of the Meiri is that he should have learned from the Hanhog of a Kodesh, Daniel did wrong. Oh, with Daniel, they're wrong. I think also the Meiri used the Lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that Hanhoga, then sometimes a guy is too far. And we don't...
And therefore what, though?
So he was wrong. He was wrong for trying to... For extending himself. Like, what did he do wrong? So, according to the Meiri. Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good question. We'll come back. Yeah. Maharal responds that a little bit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's the reasoning why, like, some guys are too far gone and we shouldn't give aid to them? What is that?
Okay, so I don't have to come back to that, because that's a crucial question, and the Meiri says that our Gemara makes a distinction between Mechuyev Mitzvah and not Mechuyev Mitzvah. Okay? That's going to be a crucial issue. We'll have to develop that idea. But that's very important. Yeah. Meiri, at the very end, has a lashon that it can happen to a Jew as well, but more likely to happen to a non-Jew. So I think that today's shiur is a stepping stone for that. Ariel,
I don't really understand. What would be the litany there? What are you leading him to do by telling him that
you're being machazik? You're being machazik. Whatever Nebuchadnezzar was doing to oppress the Jews, you're making life easier for him. Because you say, why? Because he gets up in the morning thinking that the Rabban Shalom, the Jewish God's gonna have it in for him. And Daniel says, give tzedakah and you get a pass.
But isn't that he's doing the opposite? I mean, the idea is he's telling him, do tzedakah and that will lead you on a path of doing less bad things.
So that is a Chabad approach, and it has a place in Yadus, but that's not what Nebuchadnezzar says.
No, meaning isn't that meaning? Lefever is telling him to do the wrong thing.
No, you know. So the Rambam
just makes life easier.
The Rambam is expanding the thing. 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Right. So when I asked you before, which Mahalach requires more understanding, so you would say, I get the Meiri, the Rambam is a big chiddush. Yeah, could be. Yeah, good.
It seems like the two different the cases, at least between Daniel and versus Bava Mabuta, they're kind of different. Meaning the one by Daniel, in which the Rambam addresses when he says, also Lahasi Eitza Tova Da'akum. He doesn't talk about Tshuva. He's saying it's time of doing a mitzvah, or doing Eitza to a Rasha, or to a guy, whatever. So in there, the Rambam passes it when it comes to as a sugya of the Meiri, which in a sense makes sense. But when the Meiri, when it comes to paskin the actual case above the Buddha, then the Meiri moves to paskin it, saying that it's really a case of tshuva. The Rambam isn't necessarily paskining this case.
Okay, so I would push back on that, because since the Rambam says goy oy eved, so it sounds like the Rambam is bringing the two sugyas together.
In case of mission, also he says they're also.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But it's an interesting thing, because he's not saying usher le,
right. Okay.
To give eitza to do tshuva, he says to give any eitza specifically.
That would be okay. Ephraim.
It's kind of gonna how about Ariel too? What I was about to say that it's I still want to say that it's a shuva to go to Aser. When the Rambam says that he's only that he's only very sure, so that he's standing in his like Russianness.
Right.
So, why can we say that that means that it's talking about a person that is unwilling to hear like the type of advice that is coming for Musser. And he doesn't want to grow, he doesn't want to change. Someone that is not open to a tshuva aspect. So therefore, when you come to this type of person and you say to him, okay, you should give tzedakah, and that's going to affect you. So that's literally left the anger, because the guy is just going to do tzedakah, not going to change, and he's going to think that he's fine.
Right.
But as opposed to a person, like with the case of Ben Guta, we're talking about a guy that is willing to change. He feels bad for killing all the chum. So we're talking about a case of where a guy wants to change and wants to grow.
Yeah.
So that you can say that. I mean, it helps for Ariel that why it can still be.
There is a line of harota in. By hardness, correct. As far as we know, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to shift gears right now, and look at the sugya of tshuva, and pick up some very important rambans. How's the Isaac? How's the font of your? You can see.
No.
No. What is good about the font?
I'll explain. If you make it bigger, you're going to lose text. Okay, I guess you can.
Oh, how are we doing? How are we doing? Okay. Can you see the vav? We're good?
Yeah.
You could be in Montreal and see it, right?
That was not good. That was great.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So, Parshat Perek Lamed, Nitzavim. Right, so after we have the Tochacha, Pasuk Beis, V'shavta Ad Hashem Aleikecho V'shamato V'koloi K'chol Asher Ani K'chol Asher Ani Mitzavcha Yom Atov V'necho V'chol Levo V'chol Nafshecha. So V'shavta Ad Hashem Aleikecho, you'll come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does that mean? V'shavta Ad Hashem Aleikecho V'shamato V'koloi. You know what that means? You do mitzvahs. And you have to, again, think in terms of before we have, we're so familiar with the ideas of tshuva. In the Pasuk Aleph, after all these terrible things happen, HaBrocha V'Aklola, Asher Nasati L'Fanecha, it's very important that the Torah says Brocha and Klola. In other words, it's not the Tocha alone, is that we see patterns. We see that when we follow mitzvahs, good things happen. HaKlola, Asher Nasati L'Fanecha, and you will introspect. And where are you going to do this? Wherever you are, that you have been pushed to be there. And because of your introspection, and then, Pasuk Gimel, that probably means, right, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim, Pasuk Dalet, Kibbutz Golias, Pasuk Vav, Umol Hashem Elikechas Levavcha, V'yes Levav Zarvecha, Li'avos Hashem Elikechas, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshe, V'chol Ma'an Chayecha. Right? L'chorah, a little bit out of place. This should have happened, it should be part of us coming back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Aleph, if we're coming back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Pasuk V'shavta, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prepare our hearts and cut away some of the orla from our hearts. And then, Pasuk Zayin, again, V'ndosan Hashem Aleikecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given all the Seicha, V'yato Soshuv, V'shamato B'koilei. And this seems to be a separate parsha. Umol Hashem Aleikecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut away some of the things which make us obtuse about mitzvahs, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us the kololos, and then we'll do tshuva. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us various brachas, prosperity, and v'hayuk and kisishma v'kol Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu will kisoshav when we do tshuva. So a lot of ambiguity in the parasha. It's not a straight line. It's that we're going to do some tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to prepare us to help us do tshuva. We'll do some tshuva, and we'll get back to Eretz Yisrael. Then parasha number two, we'll do tshuva, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us prosperity. And then Yud Aleph, ki ha mitzvah zos asher anochi mitzavecha hayom, this mitzvah that I am telling you to do today, lo nefleisi mimcha v'lo rechoki. What is the mitzvah zayis? So there are several important rabbans over here. Ramban says, first I want you to know, what we just, the parsha that we just studied, the Ramban says, has in his time, has not happened yet. We haven't seen this yet. Right? I don't know, in our times, we have begun to see Kibbutz Golias. But this we haven't seen. I don't know if the Ramban means that he hasn't seen that kind of Nishira that we've seen. And the Ramban said, I don't know if he had that kind of, he didn't have Haskalah then. He didn't have rampant leaving a firm place. I'm not sure. But certainly, the Ramban is saying, we haven't seen the Tshuva yet. We haven't seen Kibbutz Golias. So now the Ramban explains, V'tam b'shavto an Hashem v'kech v'shemat v'kolo. So he says, that is she'toshuv, right? Asher enochi mitzavach hayom ato u'banecha. What's ato u'banecha? You will come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and listen to the Ribbon Shalom, you and your sons. Ramban explains, that means that we will have a Kabbalah that we take on for ourselves and for our children for all generations. Kasher, and this did happen already once. Because when we came back, he called it the Geula Shni, when he came back after Churban Bayis Rishon, and we came back to Bavel, Nehemiah Perek Yud, so we came back with non-Jewish wives. We came back and we were heavily not Shemir Shabbos. The best of the Jews stayed in Babel, the most learned of the Jews. So Nehemiah had to bring us into line. So that's one of the most famous Rosh Hashanahs of Klal Yisrael, when Nehemiah brought us together in Rosh Hashanah, gave us Musar, and we were Makabel the Musar, and we accepted everything he told us, Be'olah u'v'shvua. We accepted it we made the stakes high. We committed ourselves and we said that we're Makabel, and we were Makabel that if we don't maintain, so then we understand that they're going to be Kololas coming upon us. There'll be another Churban Bayis. And that's what it means, that Ato Uvanecha. Umol Hashem Alikechus Levavcham. So the Ramban says, isn't this late? We did tshuva ready. But this is the yesod, ha'bol l'taher mesayin noisai. Mavtichacha she'toshu ve'ilov v'chol levavcha v'hu ya'azor izcha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is an important part of the parish of tshuva. That we initiate, we begin the tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to respond to our tshuva, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll help you go all the way. Habol letar Messiah and Oso, a pasuk in Chumash. Mavtichacha Shetoshu Ve'lo B'chol Levav Hu Yazor Eischa V'nir V'naksuvim Ki B'zman HaBriya. Now this is a famous Ramban that we don't fully understand. Ki B'zman HaBriya, from the time of Briya, we had full bechira, go either direction. Kol zaman hatayra kein, kidei sheyilem zchus bechirasam v'tuv v'oynish b'tzaisim bara. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this bechira chavshis so that He could give us schar for making the proper choice, good choices, and give us oynish rachmana l'tzan if we made a bad choice. Avol imoyis haMashiach. Says the Ramban, but when Mashiach comes, so then Bechira will be naturally to do good stuff. We'll be so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We will not have any interest in doing things that are inconsistent with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki achemda v'ataiva orla l'alev. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will remove the orla s'alev, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu will remove desire and taivas. V'yoshava odun mizmanahu. And after Mashiach comes, he will go back. L'asher hoya koidem cheta sh'od marishayim. Will be in a pre-chet existence. Sh'oya oise b'tivoy ma'asheroi l'asais. V'loi hoya loi b'tzoni dover v'ipuchay. And this is what Yirmiyahu says in the Yomim Boim, and we'll have a new bris, Kizos, a bris, Asher Echros, is Beis Yisrael. Nosati is Teresibe Kirmalivam Echtevena, Vizel Bito La Yetzer Hora. Okay, so this is the famous Ramban. Why is it so hard to understand this Ramban? It's Pshab Nosati Lachem Lev Chadosh, Ruach Chadosh Atein Bekir Bechem. No.
He says that we bring Adam, we have to hear all the time, and then he says that.
Right, so why is that hard to understand?
He says, that Adam actually didn't have the fear for the first part.
Yeah, and?
So I mean, that would mean that Adam's fate wasn't by his own choice.
So that's question number one. How could Ramban say that Koidem Achait, Adam did everything b'tivoy that was compliant to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he did sin. Okay, what else is difficult in Ramban? So, Achi Yavayis HaMashiach, what is the value of a human being living without Bechira Chavshis? What's the value of doing all the mitzvahs without any struggle whatsoever? So, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the world back, so what's the point? There's a point to having human beings in the world and struggling, and being triumphant, and earning and getting zechuyas. But what's the meaningfulness of human life? Kadosh Baruch Hu creates us and makes us a robot. So that's why it's a difficult Ramban. It could be that Ephraim's Ha'ora is the answer, right? The way that most Svarim deal with this is by saying that you see that Onim Rishon lived Kaidim Achid, obviously, and he did have some Bechira. But it was a very limited Bechira. So that's the way most deal with this Ramban. By saying, B'mos HaMashiach, life will be easier because we will be overwhelmingly compliant, overwhelmingly doing the Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, but there will still be enough of a Bechira to give us a challenge. Right? It's hard to get into the words of the Ramban. But Ephraim's Ha'ora is a very compelling Ha'ora. Let's show that for the moment, because that's not our sugya. V'tam ki mitzvah zois. And then the Ramban says, again, the two first nekudas of the Ramban are that the Ramban says, Umol Hashem Elokech Levavu Ez Levav Zarecha, two nekudas. One is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create a world, will give us a world where we're doing the Ritzayin HaBorei, and we are just getting tremendous, tremendous satisfaction and complacency and nachas from doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ritzayin. That we have to understand. But then the other point the Ramban is making is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you'll need my help to do tshuva. Right? The Gemara says in Sukkah that kol yom yitzri mezgaber olam. Every day the Yitzri becomes stronger. Ve'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'oizroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help us out. That's pshat when we say Hashiveinu Hashem Eilechem in the tshuva. So what do we have? We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do our job. Our job is to serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now we're saying, what are we asking for? So the answer is, asking Kodesh Baruch Hu will make it easier. Right? When we say, Altvin Loli De Nisoyin. So what are we asking for? So the Ramban says, we're asking for Siyata Deshor, not abdicating our responsibility, but we appreciate that kol yoim yitzrim is gaber olav. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that's an entirely appropriate thing to ask for. Ki ha mitzvah, and he says, because umol Hashem lekech levav v'slav zrecha, I am going to be mesayim, I'm going to be help. And that's why the Dorshei Ramuzos, when they say umol Hashem lekech eslevavcha v'eslevav, and they say that's roshei teves elol, because during elol we have greater siyata d'shmaya. But now the Ramban says that's pshat in the next pasuk. Ki ha mitzvah zois asher anochi mitzavecha. Much like a PowerPoint. Ki ha mitzvah zois, this mitzvah asher anochi mitzavecha ayoyim lo nifleisi mimcha v'lerechoyki. What's that mitzvah? So Ramban says al kol ha-toyra kula. There is no mitzvah referring to. But shmiras on mitzvahs, all tarig mitzvahs, you should know, it can't be done. Can't be done. But nochin kal kol atar yomer kol a mitzvah shenochin misav chayyem. He says, however, the Ramban says he thinks, avol ha mitzvah zois ala tshuva niskeres. This mitzvah is referring to tshuva. That's the Ramban says he thinks. Avol al ha mitzvah zois. But it said earlier, "Kol a mitzvah shenochi mitzvah v'chayyim." That's called a teruk kula. Avla mitzvah zois. So that's referring to one specific mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah we've been talking about in the previous parasha? Tshuva, v'shavta. That's the mitzvah. Because Baruch will help us out. So the Ramban says that the Chumash is saying that a Kodesh Baruch was saying, even though I just told you that you're going to need siyata d'shmaya, I just told you, you're going to make the first step and I'll help you. You should understand, loy neflei zimimcha. It says, v'ashei vois levavcha, v'shavta Hashem lekecha. So this sounds like a very difficult, very challenging mitzvah. Most mitzvahs, we're told what to do. Tefillin, tzitzis, Shabbos. Return to the Ribbono Shel'olam. Ad Hashem lekecha. V'nemra v'loshen ha-beinoini l'rmoz v'avtocha ki osid ha-dover li yoyzkein. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, v'shavta, you will return. The mitzvah is given in a descriptive fashion. Ki osid ha-dover li yoyzkein. V'atam ki imyin idachacha b'kzeh shemayim v'ata v'yara amim. I'll say, how you talking? That we're going to be immersed in Western thinking, immersed in materialism. Right? And afal pi kein, we're going to be able to climb up and shout out Hashem lekecha. Can't even figure out some of the basic signposts of where we're supposed to be going. Ki im yin nidachav v'kseh ha-shemayim v'atav v'yadu amim tuchal l'shum el-Hashem l'aseh z'kol sh'anachim m'savach ha-yayim ki in ha-dover nifla v'rochik b'imcha. So let's look at the psukim now. And you're going to introspect and give yourself direction. You're going to contemplate, you're going to try to figure this out. And v'shavta an Hashem lekecha, v'shamata b'kolo, and you'll make the first move. So then, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol amim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do make his move. V'miyad yidacha b'ktzei Hashemayim. What's b'ktzei Hashemayim? If you're going to be philosophically immersed in other spaces, right, you're going to figure out how far we are from what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. B'ktzei Hashemayim doesn't say you're going to be b'ktzei Oretz, but spiritually, it's going to be hard for us to imagine. So Mishomi Kabetzcha Hashem Elokei, Kadosh Baruch Hu will pick up from there, from your different place in Ruchnis. Ve'eviyachan will bring you Elo Oretz Yisrael Yosha B'Secha Umol Hashem Elokecha, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us out. So therefore we should understand Ki HaMitzvah Zois is not it's not a crazy demand. Say, how you talking that I should be able to move against being something we can't even figure out how different our culture is from what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And sometimes we are so immersed in our culture that we judge the Ribbono Shel Olam based on our culture. And that's when we see that we are in a different place. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. But Hashem Voice Lavo, we begin to think this out, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us that Siyat HaDashem. Zed tam beficha uvilvavcha la'asoso. What does that mean? So he says, that's the mitzvah. She yisvadu es avoinam. Es avoinam v'yisom b'fiyem. V'belivam. That's the mitzvah v'idah. V'yikablu aleim, and you have a kabbalah yosel avoy. That's a tov vincha. So that's the Ramban. Ki ha-mitzvah zois. So once you see this Ramban, so now this a mitzvah zois, he had shua and his keres. So that means that the Ramban, again, we're advancing now and understanding the Ramban. Any kashan on what the Ramban said so far?
I have a kashan on that.
Go ahead. Yeah.
You're saying most of the Rosh is a Recha. So the Amin is that our heart is not already properly equipped to love Hashem?
Not to the extent. Not B'chol Levavcha. Not with our entirety.
So what, this is like a deep question, but what part of our heart needs to be separated?
No, so it probably means that, it probably means like I'm a mushal, right? I'm not sure how accurate this mushal is because it's hard to figure this out. But let's say when we look at ourselves and we think of ourselves as requiring some level of comfort, and we think so then, and we think of ourselves as needing more than just being comfortable. And we think of ourselves as needing not only comfort, but we need to have something that is in sync with the neighborhoods that we grew up in. And we need to have some kind of a cushion, a financial cushion. So, and then you look at Tzaddik Olam that live in two bedrooms, and they not sure where tomorrow's meal is coming from. So a person might say, I understand that to have a Tesla and to have a basement with a pool and a big screen and a TV room full of, I understand that's not necessary, because Baruch Hu, I don't have to have that. Right. But can I live without a financial cushion? Can I live without having enough money in the bank for the next 3 weeks? What's b'chol levavcha? So I'm saying we even have a hard time figuring out where on the spectrum we're supposed to be, on the materialism spectrum. So it could be that we'll get ourselves to the point where we say, okay, I don't need to have two cars, I don't need to have a bedroom for each kid. All right, but maybe because Baruch Hu says good, okay, now you're ready for them all. Now you're ready for Baruch Hu to say, you know what? You can use, you don't need to have, right? We're going to say in our Davni Yom Ne'ram, we're going to say when the Aron is open, we ask the Baruch Hu for Begin Lilboish V'lechem Lechol V'Oyshe V'Kovid. So I will stop when I, because Baruch Hu, please give me enough food to eat, enough money to eat, I will have clothes. V'Oyshe I should be wealthy. I skipped something here, you know? And there's something in between having a dinner tonight and having clothes tomorrow and being rich. So apparently Chazal said, no. The next step of having what you need is Oysha. Right, so that's just giving a mashal. And that's probably true for many other, that's just the low-lying fruit. But that is probably true for many parts of the meaningfulness to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. Right? So, Baruch Hashem, we feel Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence when we daven. From the beginning of Shemesh until the end of Shemesh Esrei. That's pretty good. Right? That's, we feel Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence from the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra to the end of Tachnam. Alright? Feel Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence while on the base of Medrash and we're learning. So if we get to those Madregas, so that's still not Mumol Hashem's Zarecha. Right? So that's probably what it means over there. So now, again, so what have we seen so far? That the Ramban says in this week's Parsha, ki ha-mitzvah zois le-nefleis, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, on one hand I told you, you're not going to be able to master this mitzvah without Siyata Neshmaya. But at the same time I'm saying, le-nefleis. Okay? What does that mean exactly? Does it mean le-nefleis because I'm going to help you out? That's Pshat Hashiveinu. That's what we're being mispallel for. When we say Hashiveinu, we're mispallel that it requires Siyata Deshmaya to be motivated, to be inspired, to figure it out. Just to figure out what's the Nakudas we have to work on. But when the Ramban says that the Hamitzvah Zoyz, so the lightning rods of the Achrayim goes up and says, is that, would the Rambam agree with that? Because the Rambam says, see, this works. Mitz hilchus tshuva, v'hu sheyashuv achoyte mechetoy v'yisvade. That is, you do tshuva. But then you read the Rambam, and the Rambam says, kisheyase tshuva v'yashuv mechetoy chayiv l'svadoy. L'vnekel baruch hu. The Rambam says, when you do tshuva, the mitzvah is kol mitzvah shebetayra. Kishe yaseh tshuva v'yoshu mechetoi. What's the mitzvah tshuva? How to do it? Chayim l'svadis of nekel baruch hu. And he gives instructions. What should the vida include? Shenemar v'svadu v'schatosam m'shir osam. The Rambam does not quote v'shavta as the mitzvah tshuva. The Rambam says vidoi zu mitzvah saseh. The Rambam says, "Kishiyasa tshuva," when you want to do tshuva, and Meshech Chochma in next week's parasha, and Mar Makom, as he crystallizes where the Rambam is coming from, because he says doing tshuva is not a mitzvah; a person is mechallel Shabbos. So he wants to do tshuva. So what does that mean? He stops mechallel Shabbos. So that's not a new mitzvah. person's machal Shabbos, breishes shmois, breishes noyach lech lecha, right? Comes the chayyus, sorry, the right. He's not in machal Shabbos anymore. Is that a mitzvah? Is that a new mitzvah? Being compliant, not messing up the way he messed up. Is that a new mitzvah? Person says, I'm going to be mesake my kibur avei. So, are you going to call it a new mitzvah? Rambam says, kishayas etshuva, when you make a decision to listen to the mitzvah that you've been messing up with, so then I'll tell you how to go weiter. Then there's a mitzvah. It's called the mitzvah doing vida. A person could say, look, I'll do tshuva, I'm not going to, I will not be machal Shabbos anymore. Right? Person could spill wine on a white carpet, and it's Shabbos, and they would say, whoa, this happened last week, I would be running to get the cleanser, but I'm doing tshuva. I'm not going to run to get the cleanser. So the Rambam would say, you know what? There's a mitzvah. You could do another mitzvah right now. What's that new mitzvah? You could say, "Avidoy, last week I got the cleanser. Last week I cleaned this, right?" Nechamdu boishti, right? But the Ramban seems to say, "Hamitzvah b'shavta is the mitzvah." Hashem lekecha. So the Meshech Chachma crystallizes that difference in the Ramban and the Rambam. So what do you mean a new mitzvah of tshuva? How do you formulate this new mitzvah doing tshuva that the Ramban speaks about? Person is not a full maimon, let's say. So then he goes, he opens, he cracks the books, and discusses with other people, and he becomes a maimon. So we would say he did tshuva. The Rambam would say lechayra, right? And putting it out there, the Rambam would say he didn't do tshuva. He was mekayim the first dibur. Tshuva would be if he now sits down and says, Chatosi Yavisi Pashati. He would do vidui. But the Ramban seems to say, no. In addition to becoming a maimon, in addition to being a Shemesh Shabbos, he was Makayim the mitzvah of tshuva. So Meshech Chachma says, does that make any sense? Is there an independent mitzvah of doing tshuva? So that's the way the Achrayim often discuss it, is there a mitzvah of tshuva, or is tshuva an event, an opportunity? Is tshuva a mitzvah, or is tshuva a chesed of a Kodesh Baruch? So that's what we have to remind it. So we've been discussing, according to Meiri, that sometimes a Kodesh Baruch prevents a person from doing tshuva. What does that mean, first of all, tshuva? But that's the Nakuda that the Achmanim discussed in this Rambam. If you have a chance to look at the Meshech Chachma, the magnificent Meshech Chachma, if you have a chance to look at the Minchas Chinuch, they both dwell on this. This is one of the shurim that the Rav would give us many, many times in this period of time. And he would we'll discuss it next week, Mr. Shem. How the Rav viewed the Rambam's view of what was the Rambam's position. Rav used to tell us it was a machlokes between his two grandfather and uncle. Rav Chaim held was a mitzvah, and the Avodas HaMelech, Rabbi Krakowski, one of his uncles, held that it wasn't. Okay, so Tzarechin, we'll have to examine this carefully. Okay, we'll show all the Shabbos.